The time of assurance is now upon us. We are beginning to see. So that question asked by our good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, in their book, Anti-Systemic Movements, their last chapter was titled 1968, The Great Rehearsal. The Great Rehearsal for what? Are we ready yet to answer that question? Prince simplifies things strategically, and we're going to be developing that strategy, clarifying it for ourselves, and beginning to try to implement it, I hope, over the course of, as we begin to get clearer on the potency of it. He simplifies things strategically. And while we'll be attempting to put the entire package together in a way that does his strategy justice, what follows will be but first take elements within it, and we'll try to clarify as we go along with Alice Miller's help, who wrote For Your Own Good. And we have taken time to read substantial part of it over the course of these shows. I hope you go back and check it out if you have not listened to them. We're going to try to get clear on the broader implications of Prince's strategy. One piece of it, we can make each, and these are all totally obviously interconnected pieces, because Prince, unlike the left, sees us as whole human beings with our inherent integrity that cannot to exist freely be subjects of anything. And Proudhon says the same. That's why they're paired together so productively, so helpfully. I'm so grateful to both. We are whole human beings, not objects or subjects. We can make each other feel good, feel happy, and we must feel happy to feel love. Now, that's a political point, because it is in keeping us unhappy that they keep us conquered, is the conclusion that makes when we think that through. And so, therefore, it is very powerful thought to say this power to feel good, feel happy, feel love is within our own hands. And here's a quote from a song by Prince. This is something every girl should know. Every part of you comes alive when you take it slow. This is something every man should see. Give your woman what she wants and give her what she needs. Ask her in a whisper, only two can hear. What can I do? What can I say, baby? Forget your every single fear. Come on. Come and get your come on. One kiss at a time. And that's from One Kiss at a Time, Emancipation, from 1996. Now, granted, my experience is limited, but I've never been with a man who said anything like this to me. Further, I cannot even imagine any of the men I've been with saying this to me. And that's pretty sad, huh? And especially saying it as Prince would. And if you don't think saying this requires love, try saying it if you happen to have sex with someone you like, because Prince is in love here. There's other times and places in his songs when he's not. When he sings about sex from the sheer bliss and fun of it, for instance, Tick, Tick, Bang. Another piece of his strategy, do what feels good to feel happy and dance to reconnect with the source. And the source, by which I mean the infinite, shows us the truth, and it feels good. Also, risk being honest about what your body wants. And listening to Prince, you realize how rare that is, because in his songs, you realize he says stuff no one else says. You know? I mean, you can't even imagine anybody else singing his songs almost, because they're so completely expressions of the truth that is never openly acknowledged. They're very... they're gems, they're treasures. Even when he put in one of his interviews, that he's got a mean side. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It didn't come out that often. As far as I'm concerned, not often enough, because this man was surrounded by agents, and you cannot know that unless you are also being targeted by these folk. And the more threatening you are to power, the more they're going to try to isolate you by placing their people around you. And you have to factor that into the events of his life and the stories he tells and what he depicts in his songs.